The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the custom post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to the repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
This gospel is a reminder to all of us, especially for those of us who are at Mass every day, and you know we're so dedicated to our faith that we need to be patient with those around us who maybe aren't practicing their faith. You know, every year on Ash Wednesday, without fail, we should be overcome with joy that there are a lot of people here, right? But I had two people on Ash Wednesday say, "Father, someone sat in my pew." Not the church's pew, my pew, okay? And it made me laugh because we all like our pews, don't we? You know? But we had to be reminded, you know, thanks be to God they were here, right? Thanks be to God they were here. Even the 6:20 Mass was packed. It was great to see. So my friends, Jesus came for all of us, whether we're at Mass every day, or maybe our loved ones who no longer practice their faith, no matter what it is, we need to be patient with each other. And that's not always easy to do because when we're so passionate about something that people don't see it the way we think it should be seen, it can be frustrating for us. So remember what this gospel's teaching us. Jesus came for everyone, specifically the sinners. So that means all of us, myself included, okay? So who is our Lord asking us to be more patient with? Who is he asking us to not maybe be as judgmental with? Let's reflect upon that right now. And as we begin our Lenten journey, may we grow in our patience and love of each other.